What do you think that must have done to Irish society? I mean, it's quite a dramatic thing to change a language, I would have thought.
It isn't as though the Irish situation doesn't lack for international parallels among North American Indian languages, the Aboriginal languages of Australia, but Irish is somewhat unique among the, and together with the Celtic languages in a European context, in that a language so well established, spoken by so many people down to the mid-19th century, should effectively give up the ghost. That it makes it quite unusual in West European terms, or in European terms. That didn't happen to French, to Spanish, to German, to English. Loss of a language, the implosion of a language in European terms does stand out.
Mm-hmm. And even a language like Basque, which is a minority language, never died out in the same way.
Which is still dynamic.
Sure. And Welsh even, you could say. Irish is a very important medieval language. It was written, literate language as well as spoken. And other medieval languages went into retreat but came back. But that didn't happen with Irish.
Yeah, some languages went into retreat and did not come back. Who speaks Occitan or Languedoc and Provençal, which would have been important literary languages of the medieval period. Other languages which were important, like Catalan, retreated in the face of Castilian, Czech in the face of German and to some extent Polish. So you're looking at languages that while they retreated, they preserved enough speakers. They retreated from the higher realms of law, government, administration, perhaps, but to preserve the crucial, the foothold, as it were, the higher status. What happens typically is in language change, what they call diglossia. In other words, speakers don't suddenly change from one language to the other. They use two languages. They'll use one in a certain set of contexts, the language of the outer world, the language of the marketplace, the language of the law courts, and they'll use another in a more domestic setting, the language of the home. That's not a stable pattern. What they tend to have after a few generations is that the language of the home will be displaced by the language of the wider world. However, in the case of a Catalan or Czech, they had a revival of sorts. There were enough middle-class speakers who had an investment in that language who revived it. In the 19th century, it was revived. Irish very nearly could have been revived. I mean, if you take a language like Irish, even before the Great Famine, certainly before the Great Famine, there are far more speakers of Irish than there would have been of